Johnson. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Reports that China may have planted malicious software in key utility systems supplying U.S. military bases around the world. The possibility likely to increase recent tensions between Washington and Beijing. ABC News White House correspondent Mary Alice Parks in Washington.
The administration is clearly on high alert when it comes to these cyber threats, and officials have been urging local public utilities that serve military bases to step up their defenses.
New efforts to address the violence plaguing Haiti. Kenya announcing it's ready to consider leading a multinational force there to help Haitian police take back control from gangs tearing the country apart. The NTSB investigating two separate aircraft crashes near a major annual air show in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, left four people dead, two others injured on Saturday. Washington, D.C. hit hard by powerful thunderstorms Saturday. Wind gusts up to 84 miles per hour, trees and power lines down. Those storms broke the heat wave in the east, but parts of the south and southwest are still sweltering. This is ABC News. Special Counsel Jack Smith adding to the 37 counts regarding the alleged mishandling of classified information and obstruction levied against Donald Trump just last month. On ABC's This Week, New Hampshire Governor Republican Chris Sununu saying that Trump's life and campaign have become a, quote, rerun of a soap opera and losing election proposition.
I think the reality is that Donald Trump cannot actually win the votes in November of 24. He can get the nomination, but he can't actually close the deal against Biden. So if you're going to support Trump, you're going to hand it to the Biden and Kamala Harris administration.
But Trump saying the other candidates are the ones who are going to lose.
Trump's lashing out at this very crowded Republican field, insisting his rivals, including Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, are wasting millions of dollars on money that he says should be going to help Republicans win in the general election. But of course, Trump is spending much more on legal fees than just about anything else. Sources tell ABC News the super PAC supporting the former president has spent $40 million on legal fees in just a matter of months.
That's ABC's Rachel Scott. I'm Dave Packer, ABC News.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
The Supreme Court threw out affirmative action.
In a lengthy dissent, Justice Sonia Sotomayor spoke at length from the bench. In so holding, the court cements a superficial rule of colorblindness in endemically segregated society where race continues to matter.
Not anymore, Robert says
we're good.
It doesn't.
We're good. You can talk about how racism has impacted you in your life and other spots of the admissions.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
I would be remiss if I didn't say that some of what we do in government always is political. It has policy impacts. It has political impacts. But if your raison d'etre and your organizing principle is that my guy wins and your guy loses, the entire country suffers. That is not our call to serve. That is not what we raise our hand and say an oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local civic media radio station and on the civic media app.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Gambling on U.S. House elections may be legal someday, but not if good government groups have their way. Here's Mike Mohn.
The Commodity Futures Trading Commission has been asked by the trading platform Kalshi to allow such bets through so-called event contracts. They'd be limited to betting on which party will control Congress in future elections. But Stephen Spaulding of the group Common Cause says this would put even more pressure on the health of democracy in the current political environment.
This opens up a significant risk to the perception that the winners and losers of an election are not determined by voters, but by those who stand to gain financially.
Common Cause has sent a filing to the commission asking that it reject the proposal. And leadership with the House Task Force on Strengthening Democracy issued a similar request. Supporters of the idea say the forecasting could help small businesses protect their interests while benefiting researchers. But Spaulding says the world of politics is still reeling from the 2010 Citizens United ruling by the U.S. Supreme Court. He says when you add gambling to the equation, big spenders could hold sway over the process in an even bigger way.
You can imagine a situation where a entity that is now able to spend money on elections post-Citizens United then places an enormous wager on the outcome of an election and also funnels resources through super PACs or other dark money vehicles to influence the outcome of an election.
Last year, Kalshi sought CFCT approval for bets to be placed on the 2022 midterms. but it ultimately withdrew its proposal when commission staff raised concerns and recommended rejecting the proposal. Mike Moen, Wisconsin News Connection. Support for this reporting was provided by the Carnegie Corporation of New York.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Professor Schwaber, what grade would you give the Supreme Court for their interpretation of the law?
That doesn't really work. The grade ordinarily would be how accurately and thoughtfully and carefully have you interpreted, you know, existing precedents. I tell you what, though, if I were teaching a course in, let's say, logic, and I was asked to grade this work in terms of its coherence and its rigor, a high D.
Wow. A high D.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattenair. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Summer 548. You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. What you're about to hear is about more than just football. It's about life. This is Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Now, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Wisconsin, wipe the dust out your eyes. Earl, I can't see you, but I can hear you.
Well, you know, it's Monday, and you know, we got to work through some technical things, but even I sound kind of strange right now. I don't know what's going on, but anyway, we'll work through it. What's going on, man?
Same old, man. Different day. Same old.
Yeah, so you were doing what you do, putting on the miles this weekend. Where were you this weekend, man?
Oh, man, I touring Wisconsin as usual, man. You know, I was in Waukesha, then I had to run up to La Crosse, and Friday, Saturday, and then Sunday I had a football camp in Galesville, Wisconsin.
Where's Galesville's, Wisconsin, man?
It's probably 20 minutes outside of La Crosse.
You know, man, I got to tell you, man, you need all them cars. Because how many miles you put on probably, you know, during the summer? You all over the state, man. You spend more time in the state of Wisconsin than you do in Michigan, don't you?
Absolutely. I tell everybody I'm a half resident. I'm a week in Wisconsin, a week at home. Sometimes.
Well, listen,
sometimes,
man.
Sometimes more than that in Wisconsin.
Man, a lot of stuff to talk about, and we want you to excuse us as we deal with some technical difficulties this morning. We've got Calvin working on it, so he'll get it all worked out. Gilbert, I want to begin, man, with running backs, man. NFL running backs. And there was a time, Gilbert, when the running backs were more valuable than the quarterbacks in the NFL. I remember those times. You probably don't, but I do.
I never seen a running back more important than a quarterback. Never.
Never.
Even if the quarterback sucked, I did not see that. That must have been wherever you saw that. Must have been before Braille or whatever.
Hey, I'm just, you know, I remember, you know, in the '60s, and the did I say that, man?
Yes, you did.
In the '60s, I said that, didn't I, on the air? But anyway. When the Central Division was called three yards and a cloud of dust, when they would hand the football off the first two times to the running back. And then on third down, if they didn't make it, the quarterback would throw a 5-yard out. You know, I remember those days, man. So your running backs were your stars. You know, Jim Brown and those kind of guys, man. There was a time when that did occur, Gilbert. You know, like I said, a little bit before your time. But now that running back seems to have lost his value. Why?
Well, you gotta understand it's a quarterback driven league now. You know, everybody wants to see that ball in the air. You know? And the offenses have changed. That's, you know, I think that was the turn of the century when they started the West Coast offense. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Put the ball in the air. Put the ball in the air. You know what I mean? So, you know, it's a pecking order. I mean, it goes from that, and you know, they phased out the fullback. You know?
Yeah, it's true.
You know, it's just a different. It's a different evolvement of the league.
Well, you know, Gilbert, and they also changed the rules to coincide with that, to make it easier. Can it be easier? To make it easier for, you know, the blocking schemes and all of those things, you know, the things that you used to be able to get away with, you can't get away with anymore. On the defensive side of the ball, is it safe to say that?
Well, you know, if you look at the evolve of the offensive linemen, there used to be big monsters,
right? Maulers,
500 pound guys. Now they're more athletic guys that can pass block and wall you off. You know what I'm saying? So it's each position is changing, man. I mean, even at my position when I was there, I mean, we had some big bruises in there, but now you got the real athletic, get up the field type guys. You know, that where you ain't got to hold the double team for the linebacker. You know, now you got to just get upfield and create havoc.
But Gilbert, at the same time, the running back still has to take a beating.
Yep.
I mean, the running back takes a beating. There is no fullback.
Yeah, because they'll bring that tight end down and play that position, you know, and then get him out so he can pass too. But everybody got to understand a good running back's life expectancy in the NFL is 5 to 6 years. After that, you're on decline.
So the running backs right now, Gilbert, Saquon Barkley, and even you can look at the running back for. Who was the running back for the Minnesota Vikings? How can I forget?
Adrian Peterson.
No, Delvin Cook.
Delvin Cook.
That's yeah, right. Cook. And you've got, you know, some of these other great running backs in the league right now. And Gilbert, they're upset because their value has diminished. And they're saying, well, what did we do for our value to diminish? We take this pounding, and you and I were talking earlier, and you said, well, they can't give them a lot of money because they know they're going to be injured. Or that, you know, you can give them 3 or 4 years, 5 years at tops, and then their career's over, so they're not going to ever be able to receive what I think is a reasonable salary. They get paid less than everybody else, Gilbert.
That running back position is a hazardous position, period.
Well, yeah, they got Gilbert Brown after them. You know what I mean? They got a bounty on their backsides.
Oh, yeah. They take a pounder, man. And after 5 or 6 years, the pounding gets worse on a back that's got some yards on it. You know what I'm saying? And you see them losing a step, or they not running as hard as they used to. I mean, it depends on the individual, man.
Hey, Gilbert, you said they're not running as hard as they used to. Now, they've got all these coaches watching every step they take, right? And they can tell if you're not hitting that hole as quick as you used to.
Yeah.
And they got a guy sitting over on the bench, and you said this before, who is willing. He don't have it. He hasn't been fed yet, right? And so he wants to eat too, and he's willing to hit that hole full speed.
Yeah, he's willing to hit that hole, but guess what? You still paying that back all that money. You see what I'm saying?
The one that won't hit the hole.
Yeah. You still paying this dude a boatload of money, so you better put him out there and get what you can, or you know you're about to get rid of him and start featuring this other back.
Okay, so the conversation in Lambeau and in Green Bay is the Packers have the best dual running back tandem in football. A.J. Dillon and Jones. Well, this might be the last year that they have both of them, because A.J. Dillon said he's not getting what he's worth, and Jones is upset because he had to take a pay cut. So how do they get around that?
Either give them their money or let them go.
Well, you know they're not going to give them the money, right?
No, they ain't going to give them the money. But it's always, you know, you look at what you had and what you're going to get. You know what I'm saying? They always think they can bring another guy in and make a star out of them. And sometimes they make a boo-boo, and then sometimes they wish they would have paid the guy. But here, you know, it's too, just like we had the conversation before about the running backs coach was fussing that, not fussing, was telling AJ he wasn't running like
that. Yeah, as hard as he used to.
You know what I'm saying? That's the thing now, like, either you're going to stay with us and take this less money, but we're going to put this bad report out on you, so if you do test the market, you're going to have a problem now.
Wow, man. Come on. So, Gilbert, we got to talk a little bit more about that on the other side. Our phone lines are open, as always, at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger on the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
I'm Joey Erickson from Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, and here are some events that are coming up in our community.
Running through the 30th, the Polk County Recycling and Land Water Tent will be open from 7 till 9 p.m. Learn about recycling, natural resources protection, and water quality information. Bring the kids too. They can enjoy a scavenger hunt and have a chance to win a laptop. On July 31st, the Indian Head Barbershop Course meets at 7 p.m. at the Government Center on the northeast side of Highway I and Highway 46 in Balsam Lake. All men who love to sing are welcome. On August 2nd, stop by Michael Park and enjoy a free concert. Listen to Rex Cactus Band starting at 6 p.m. And on August 3rd, the Amory Lakes Protection and Rehabilitation District meeting takes place at City Hall from 6:30 until 7 p.m.
If you have an event you'd like us to tell others about, let me know. Email me at joey.erickson@civicmedia.us, and we'll tell the community all about it. Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
AM Radio provides always-on news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports. It also delivers vital emergency information when your community needs it most. A new bill in Congress would ensure AM Radio stays in your car, because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service is critical. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Hey, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
More than 80 million listeners depend on AM radio each month. It's also the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. A new bill in Congress would ensure this free, reliable service remains in cars. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
You are never far away from your favorite local radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app, and we invite you to get social with us by following our network's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook pages. Want even more? CivicMedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. A blend of clouds and sun today with a high of 86. North winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight. Lows level off around 64. Mainly sunny skies and calm tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 88. Low 90s Wednesday with a chance for...
You know me. Are you comfortable? Oh yeah. Make it right. Uptown. Hev D, y'all. In the house. Once again, make you comfortable.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. It's Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger. And you know what, Gilbert?
Yo.
You got to get some different music, man.
What are you talking about?
Hey,
number
man.
Number one, that's good music. And number two, Calvin is the DJ.
Hey, Calvin.
I need to get some fresh inspiration for Gilbert. I'll concede that I've been kind of stuck on the same songs.
All right. Hey, so Gilbert, so anyway, that running back, I was looking at this man, and this is amazing to me. The running back is the only position where the franchise tag has gotten less. All the other franchise tag numbers have gone up. So 6 years ago, back in 2017, the running back franchise tag figure was $12.1 million. For people who don't know, what do they mean by franchise tag, Gilbert?
Well, franchise tag means that if you're going through a contract dispute or you haven't reached the numbers on both sides and the season is coming up, then they put that on you so that you can, they still got you under contract. You still can play. This is the payment that we got to pay you, because that's across the board.
That's on average. That's an average across the board?
That's across the board until you come up with your agreed upon contract.
So they still
got you tied up.
So in other words, you can't sit out, which is what players used to do.
You can.
But you don't get paid.
Back, you still don't get that same number.
Oh, no.
You sit out because you kind of make them give you that contract.
And this way they protect themselves.
Yeah, you're not taking that money. You feel that you are worth more than that.
Right.
I am not coming on that field until y'all give me the money. And, oh, you got some guys that just love the game. And they're going to say, okay, I'll just take this and play, and we'll figure it out next time we come up to the table.
You know, man, I was looking at the average quarterback. So it's $10 million is what that franchise tag is for running backs. That's down $2 million from 2017. Quarterbacks, their 2017 franchise tag was $32.4 million. Was $21.2 million since 2017. That's risen to $32.4 million in 2023. Wide receivers, $15.6 million. Is what their franchise tag is in 2017. That's up to $19.7 million in 2023. Offensive linemen, their tag was $14.2 in 2017. That's up to $18.2. Defensive ends was $16.9 in 2017. That's up to $19.7 million in 2023. And cornerbacks, $14.2 million in 2017 is up to $18.1 million in 2023. Now, what has occurred, Gilbert, is the running backs have come together, and they were in a Zoom meeting the other day, including Aaron Rodgers, and the NFL didn't like it because they were trying to see if there was something they could do collectively, you know, short of, you know, to force this change. And some of the conversations was injury. Well, I'm injured, I can't play. But they're not in a position of strength, are they?
No, not at all. Because the owners rule the world in football.
I know, you always say that, man.
They rule the world now, so, and they are not going to lose money. They are not, period.
Well, they're not losing money anyway.
If you don't like it, we're going to go get somebody else. that is the number, sir.
It doesn't matter if your name is Saquon Barkley?
Don't matter, dog.
It doesn't matter?
It don't matter.
It doesn't matter if your name is Aaron Jones?
It don't matter, dog. Because number one, on everybody's list, the quarterback is king. Period. Everybody else is second fiddle. Now, if quarterbacks got together and said this, oh, wait. Come on now. But the running backs, no. They don't care. We'll get another guy that want to play for some money.
And their running backs, there's a truckload of running backs. I mean, running backs come out of college. They're everywhere, right?
Truckload. You get a drunk off the street almost.
Hey, man.
He's going to come down heel on you.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. Beginning at 6, Up North News. And at 8, Stu Daniels. On Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Reports that China may have planted malicious software in key utility systems supplying U.S. military bases around the world. The possibility likely to increase recent tensions between Washington and Beijing. ABC News White House correspondent Mary Alice Parks in Washington.
The administration is clearly on high alert when it comes to these cyber threats, and officials have been urging local public utilities that serve military bases to step up their defenses.
New efforts to address the violence plaguing Haiti, Kenya announcing it's ready to consider leading a multinational force there to help Haitian police take back control from gangs tearing the country apart. The NTSB investigating two separate aircraft crashes near a major annual air show in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, left four people dead, two others injured on Saturday. Washington, D.C. hit hard by powerful thunderstorms Saturday. Wind gusts up to 84 miles per hour, trees and power lines down. Those storms broke the heat wave in the east, but parts of the south and southwest are still sweltering. This is ABC News.
Gah, I'm so stressed. Our business is growing. We've got people all over now.
Ooma.
What is that? Meditation?
I'm recommending the Ooma cloud phone system with auto attendant and more than 50 features.
Ooma?
Yep. Switching to Ooma is a cinch. Just $24.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Ooma.
Now you're feeling it. Find Small Business Calm at ooma.com/radio. That's ooma.com/radio.
This could be the start of a break-in.
Stop. This is Simply Safe.
Or the end of one. Introducing 24/7 LiveGuard protection, only from Simply Safe. Now, monitoring agents can see and speak to intruders through our new indoor camera to help stop crime in real time and for fast police response. Get 20% off any new system with Fast Protect monitoring at simplysafe.com/radio. Advanced home security, 24/7 professional monitoring for less than a dollar a day. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour.
If you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Under the helmet with the grave digger is in full effect. Gilbert, man, Gilbert, when you played in college, how much did they pay you a year?
Let me see. 12 divided by 14, carry the 1, 0.
Hey, man. I remember the conversations that were had going back many years about whether or not they should pay college players. And the argument always was, no, they're getting a college degree.
Travesty. NCAA was hitting everybody upside the head. If my mama didn't send me $50 a month and I had to take that $50 and make a stretch that whole month, if she didn't send me that, I would have been in trouble.
They had the fans agreeing, Gilbert, with the colleges that it would be a big mistake if we paid the college players, because then they would become pro players.
Earl, you about to get me to start cussing.
But we know this is what happened.
Here's the thing. They pulled the wool over the fans' eyes, man. They pulled the wool over their eyes.
Okay.
They don't tell you how much they make.
Oh, yeah.
They don't tell you what they get. I mean, let's take, for instance, it was a football game. College football game. On PlayStation or whatever, Xbox, whatever right. You was playing. Well, they was using the player's likeness.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And everything. And they getting paid on top of all the other stuff, ticket sales and butts and seats and all that other stuff. And you can't kick over a little bit to the guy you using? Because we gave you a scholarship.
Yeah.
Shut up and take it.
You know, no way. You know, Gilbert, if you think about just the game between Michigan and Ohio State, either in Michigan or in Ohio State, with a stadium that seats well over 106,000.
Let's just say 110.
Yeah, 110,000. And I don't know, Gilbert, but I got to think tickets for a college football game like that.
You know, Earl, no. Let's just say the ticket costs $20.
Oh, come
on. Can you do $20 times 110,000? Then they're going to want to eat. Then they're going to want to drink. Then they're going to do this, that, or the other. Then they're charging you sponsorship in the stadium.
Parking.
And you can't get these boys nothing.
Hey, Gilbert. A beer, $16. You know, I mean, the truth.
A hot dog, $18.
Yeah, you know, man, all those years that the players did not get compensated, and they had the fans saying, we don't want the college players getting paid because they become pro players. And they got away with that.
They they good with that, Earl. They got away with that. But here, let's take this in consideration now. The players that are getting paid now, what are they doing? The most majority is staying in school because now they're getting paid and they ain't got to worry about, oh, I got to get out because I got to take care of my family. Oh, I got to get out because my mom and them sick and I got to pay these bills. Now they're getting paid. They gonna say, hey man, we can get this money. And then when we get out, we got that money.
You know, Gilbert.
So why run to
them? I bet you that people listening right now who agreed that college players shouldn't get paid. Now, and there are probably people listening now who didn't even know that college players can now get paid. Right?
Yeah.
And so let's look at in football. The highest paid college football player right now is Peyton Manning's nephew, Archie Manning's son. And for those of you who don't know who Archie Manning is the father of Peyton Manning. And what's the other guy's name to play for New York?
Eli
Manning. So his youngest Oh, his grandson is a freshman quarterback for the University of Texas, and he's a freshman, and he's getting $3.8 million per year. He's the highest paid college player.
Ain't Buster great yet.
No. And so I wonder what people's thoughts are. And I know back in my day, people were certainly against and opposed to that. But what are your thoughts today? 844-967-2789. Are you opposed to college football players being paid? Gilbert, you went. Go ahead.
Let me break it down to you, Earl. Let me break it down to you because people don't really understand. You got a scholarship. You got a 3 or 4 year scholarship. You got your books taken care of. You got your food taken care of. You got all this taken care of, right? You got that scholarship. Shut up and play the game. No. There's other factors into this. And that's what they need to understand. These kids come from nothing. Okay, we got all that. Now you using me to enrich or have your school. And let's just say your play is supposed to pay back for that scholarship. Man, do you see how much that school is making off of you? And you can't pay these kids nothing? And now they're there, but they gotta have clothes. They gotta have a social life with food and everything like that. They wanna go do this, that, and the other. And they can't do that because they don't have the money.
So Gilbert, let's go to the phone lines and Gary from Sussex. Good morning to you, Gary. What are your thoughts?
Well, my thoughts are my son went to Marquette University with a full scholarship for running track and field and cross country. And he never got paid anything. And, you know, when you start paying somebody $3 million, you just got out of high school and you're getting $3 million. It's going to screw you up. You know, remember Johnny Manziel? That guy had social problems. The guy was a complete idiot. I think you need to mature, and I think going to college teaches you to grow up because you're living at home, and now you're going to college. My son lived in a stinky dorm for 5 years, and it was terrible.
Hey, Gary, and you financially were well off enough that you could assist your son. Everybody's not like that.
Yeah, but the fact is you don't need to live like drive around in a Corvette or something like that when you're in
college.
Okay,
so Gilbert wants to respond to you, man. Gilbert?
I mean, I feel your pain, sir. I really do. But I was in that same position. And like I said before, my mama only gave me $50 to last me for a whole month to do something, to try to do something. Now, when there's a cat out there that don't even get the $50 from home, what is he supposed to do? How is he supposed to live when this college is making $2-3 million off of his likeness? Like you have no say so anymore. It's like they got you strapped to do what they want you to do. How are you supposed to be a man but with somebody telling you what to do? Do you understand that part of it?
Gilbert, the last 150 years, kids went to college and they did sports. They made it through. You made it through. These kids do not need to get paid $3 million just coming out of high school. That is totally ridiculous. And my son got a job. He had to get 12 credits, plus he ran 150 miles a week, plus he ended up getting a job. You know, he worked at the Al McGuire Center as a greeter. You know, now they paid him like
wants to respond, man.
Each sport is different. Here's the thing. In football, you can't get a job. They don't let you get a job because they take your time. If you're not practicing, if you're not in class, you got study hall because they got to make sure you make your grades. So when do we have time to go get a job?
Well, and it's even to me, Gilbert, it's not even about the job. It's about the fact that the universities were making all of this money and all of these guys aren't going pro.
Yeah, okay. You got to take care of your family. Now you got a chance to take care of your family now because you might not go pro. What do you say to that one, sir?
Well, obviously, what is it? Maybe 5% end up going pro or something like that.
No, not that many.
And the light. Okay, maybe 2%. And then what is the lifespan of a football player? What, 3.5 years? Correct, Gilbert.
Yeah.
Three and a half years is the average length of a football player. Okay, fine. Yeah. You know, welcome to the real world. You know, I never made $3 million or $20 million a year. I worked every single day in my life since I've been 5 years old.
Okay. You didn't make millions of dollars for university. These guys are making tens of millions of dollars and hundreds of millions of dollars for universities.
Fine. The universities can keep their doors open. You know, I'm not saying that they can't help them with food and help them with
board.
What kind of social life are you going to have when you go to college? You want to go out and party all the time? What kind of football player are you going to have?
Gary, thank you very much for the call. So, Gilbert, so that's the reason why it took so long to finally get to a point, and I know, Calvin, you wanted to say something. That's why it took so long, Gilbert, to get to a point where these guys could get paid, because people like Gary clearly didn't want them to get paid.
Well, Gary got to understand that the kids that's showing up on campus, they still got holes in their shoes. They still got holes in their drawers. They go on with the same thing they showed up with. Some of these kids ain't got that.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Gary got to understand that. You know, that just because you made it there, now you're supposed to be no, it don't work that way.
You know, and the fact that he was fortunate enough that his son didn't have to do all those things because he has a business and he could help his son. That's not the rule, is it? That's the exception.
No. Gary got to understand that. I understand he can do that, but some people just can't. And it ain't to the point where they getting this money and they just because they got a new car now, they got new clothes or whatever, that they're a different human being. No, that's still going to make them grow up because now they got responsibility. Now they got a chance to take care of their family. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, Calvin.
Yeah, I just wanted to add a really important point that I think we're talking past is that the university or the NCAA is not paying these kids. It's not happening. It's NIL, name, image, and likeness. Yeah. They can now profit off their likeness, which they were not able to do before. They can get endorsements, sell autographs, that type of thing.
Preach it, Calvin.
Our phone line's open at 844-967-2789. Under the helmet with the Gravedigger. We'll be right back.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup.
That's awesome.
Beginning at 6, Up North News. Then at 8, Stute Daniels. At 10, As Goes Wisconsin. Then at noon, Civic Media Network News. 12:15, Town Call. 1 p.m., The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Tom and Crute. Then at 6, The Maggie Dawn Show. This summer, things are heating up on Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
Cash rules everything around me. Cream gets the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo.
I grew up on the crime side, the New York Times side. Staying alive was no job. Had second hands. Moms bounced on old men. So then we moved to Shaolin, a young youth, we're rocking the go-to. Low goose, only way I begin to G-York was drug loot. And let's start it like this, son, rolling with this one and that one, pulling out gats for fun. But it was just a dream for the team who was a fiend. Started smoking rules at 16.
Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789 under the helmet with the grave digger. You know, Gilbert and Calvin were saying before the break, name, image, and likeness deals are what we're talking about. So Archie Manning is a freshman quarterback for the University of Texas with an NIL valuation of $3.8 million per year, making him the highest paid college football player. And so he declined his name, image, and likeness deals until he picked a university. And so he picked Texas, and he enrolled in January. And so he's, you know, $3.8 million
is the rate. So if you got that.
And his family is rich. And his family is rich.
If I'm saying this right, Calvin, in the NIL, no one's losing money. The university is not losing money. The NCAA is not losing money. This is all money from something else. Am I right?
Correct. Yeah. Now they can like go be in a commercial for a local bar or something like that. And they weren't previously allowed to do that.
You know, and there also social media posts. Here's $5,000 per social media post. Caleb Williams is getting $5,000 per social media post. I wonder how much I'm getting.
Zero.
Hey, man, I was waiting for zero. Calvin to respond.
So I can tell, I can say it for Calvin. Zero.
Hey, man. Hey.
But see, also, Earl, it's merchandising in that too. Some of these cats getting cars.
Yeah.
Now I can drive home.
Yeah, I was looking at the quarterback for the Ohio State.
You know what the big thing about it also, Earl, is people get jealous of that.
Yeah, so there are people who are angry that these young people are starting to be compensated. But it's not just football, basketball, the number one person. Well, before you go there, Bronny James, LeBron James' son, is the highest paid of all, and he's getting $5.8 million, and he just started
Does he need that?
Well, I mean, that's like you say.
You know what? You will say no, but he's going to tell you, I want to be my own man.
Yeah.
I want to stand on my own 2 feet, make my own money, show my dad how I can do it.
Well, you know, and then Angel Reese is the highest paid, female basketball player. Let's go to Mike Crute, man. Hey, man.
Who?
Mike Crute, your buddy. Hey, Crutey, what's going on, man? You say what?
Good morning, Gilbert. Good morning, Earl. I'm listening to you guys. I'm in Rosendale.
I got to be real careful with my speed right now. But my question for Gilbert, for the grave digger, is I used to know some guys that played college basketball that claimed they were getting cash under the table in their sneakers. Like they'd come back in from practice, there'd be like $300 in their shoe. Well, I'm curious if Gilbert ever knew anybody. Yeah, obviously he met some top players playing in the NFL. Was there ever conversations about the schools that were paying under the table? Because some obviously were. I know SMU kind of went out of business for a while.
Hey, Crew, before Gilbert answers that, what is your take on the players receiving this compensation?
I think it's so rare that someone gets $3.8 million. I mean, the top kid with the biggest name got $3.8 million.
Right.
The average kid's lucky if he gets $1,000, $5,000 a year in a pizza deal.
Right.
And, you know, that's really how these things should scope out. But with social media and stuff, all we've done is given them permission to market themselves. They've commercialized themselves. As Gilbert said, that's new money. That's not the college's money. That's marketing dollars that, you know, this day and age, these kids are now allowed to get a piece of.
All right, Creedy. Gilbert, you want to respond quickly?
Well, like he said, man, If I did, I don't know. Because I ain't going to have somebody looking after me. But, yeah, it went down that way. You know what I'm saying? Some guys were fortunate to do that. Some guys were promised things if they come there. So, yeah, I mean, yeah, it was under the table.
Let's go quickly to CJ. CJ, you say what?
Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you, Gilbert. And, you know, thank you, Earl. I think it's going to ruin sports. I've lost interest the way the money and the school is going to pay dearly for this. The cost of education is skyrocketing. It's going to continue.
Were you listening to the conversation?
I think
CJ,
it should be required for these athletes to get a degree. And so the money is one thing, but they're there to get an education. And if they don't get the education, like you spoke of, 1-2% get to go on to the NFL. Oh,
okay, CJ, we'll have more time. Thank you. Gilbert, you want to respond quickly?
Mr. CJ just don't understand. It's to the point where, you know, these kids are staying in school now because they got money now. They're not running from the education now. They're staying in for the education now because now they can do things. That's how it is, man. People don't understand. They think they're getting the money and they're just boating and doing all. No, they're staying in school now because now they're getting paid for their services.
And we'll see, Gilbert, and that's what you just said, getting paid for their services. Again, Gary and CJ are prime examples of why it took so long, Gilbert, for this to come into fruition, because people thought that the college degree was sufficient for what these guys put in.
Yeah. I wish Gary and CJ could see it a different way. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, some people got to go through it before they see it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Just watching TV and listening ain't the thing. You got to go through it. Then you would understand that half of the kids that are doing this they have nothing. Nothing.
Gilbert, I wish we had more time, man.
That was a good topic, girl.
Yeah.
Good topic.
You know, it always flies, man, as we move closer to football season. Under the helmet with the grave digger is going to ramp up. So tell somebody about us. We got to go. See you on the other side, my friend.
Later, Calvin.
All right.
Love you, bro.
All right. Likewise. We'll be right back.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
Trigby Olson, senior advisor to the project, Lincoln Project, that is, that this is authoritarianism and the early, as Matt Flynn likes to say, the little cat's feet of fascism creeping in.
And the next time I see Scott Walker tweeting about Ronald Reagan taught us, there's never been a bigger bunch of balderdash ever perpetrated on people.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media Radio. You're listening to WLAK 1260 AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward. Always streaming on the
ABC
Civic
News,
Media
I'm
app.
Dave Packer.